This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We're closing in on it. Forget the games in Japan. We're closing in on the start of the Guardian season. We can't wait. We're ready to go. Last year's team was a surprise. If this year's team does the same thing, it might be a bigger surprise. We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. She is the national baseball writer for the Washington Post. She's been with us before. For some reason, she agreed to come back and join us. So that's wonderful. Chelsea Janes with us. Hello, Chelsea.
We didn't annoy you enough the first time you came back. Congratulations.
No, I must have blacked it out. I don't know.
Okay, we get that a lot.
Well, you know, it's subliminal. We were able to get you back. All right, let me ask you this, because it's kind of aggravated me a little bit this week. Is going to stick with starting the season in Japan every year?
Oh, it hasn't aggravated him a little bit, Chelsea. It's aggravated him crazy.
I don't have a problem with playing in Japan. It's just, why do we have to start the season there? The Dodgers and Cubs are already two games in. They're coming back to play more, spring training, and then the regular season starts. It's very, very disjointed to me. And not that I love Cincinnati or anything, because I really don't, but I'd like to see the season start in Cincinnati every year. That's just me.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do it every year. I think they sort of knew this was going to be a year where things would line up, that you had the big Japanese players ready to go. So I think they'll go back. I think they'll go back a lot, but I don't think this is going to be an every year thing. I think the last 2 years are kind of fluky. Korea, I think, had been on the books, and then Japan this year was a no-brainer. But if they do go, you know, they're going to send different people. I don't think that makes it any better, you know, in terms of the disjointedness. But I can't see them doing it every year. I think it takes a lot of effort. But then again, I think it brought in a lot of money, so maybe I'm wrong.
The one thing that whenever I think about this, Chelsea, it's the delay from, okay, you went to Japan, now you got to come back, and you know these teams go back to spring training and everything else. That just feels really clunky. And I don't know if there's any other better way to do it if you're going to try and play games in Japan.
Yeah, I don't either. You know, next year's the WBC, so I think, you know, it'll be even clunkier in its own way. But I don't think you can go mid-season with any ease, so this might be kind of all they think they can do. But it is weird. I mean, the Dodgers basically, like, brought guys to Japan to pitch that they did not intend to pitch, you know, in the regular season, so they could save some guy. I mean, it's just, it's awkward. It's weird. I do think it matters in that, like, they're going to make millions, tens of millions off taking that trip. But, it's a weird system. I think the WBC saves it next year, and there's probably a break after that. But, you know, I don't think you're the only one who's frustrated by it. And, frankly, I think the teams don't enjoy it as much as they pretend to either, because it's tough and it's an injury risk, and it's not ideal for them at all.
It is fun that the WBC is coming back next year. I love that. I mean, there's just the energy of that WBC is so good for baseball, and it's like you wish they could just tap into that, you know, all season long. Yeah, I know the season's long, but that WBC, I think, is probably one of the best things that is going for baseball. I just don't know. The timing of it isn't perfect, but I don't know when else they would play it.
Yeah, and like someone gets hurt every year and changes somebody's season. But I think, you know, after the last one, it really turned a corner into something that you look forward to. You know, it was kind of like corny at the beginning. You know, you're trying to be like soccer. And then little by little, it started to get interesting. And, you know, obviously Ohtani has helped tremendously. And there's like a true rival in Japan and these other countries, you know, the Dominican, Puerto Rico, Venezuela are all super credible contenders. And, you know, I think it's a great thing. I think they did a good job kind of waiting for it to catch on. I think it has caught on. I don't know when you do it either. I think they've got it, you know, at the best possible time, unless you try to do something like the NHL and have it mid-season, but a lot of the same problems would arise. So,
yeah,
it's a good event, but it's a tough season to work around.
Yeah, I don't know how every other league didn't look at what the NHL did with that Four Nations face-off and saw the popularity and saw, and they all had to have been going, wait a minute, that's hockey, and I don't know that that plays in Middle America, but for some reason, that Four Nations face-off surely did. And if I'm the other leagues, I'm looking at, how did they do that? How were they able to pull that off?
Yeah, it matters. Like, you know, the thing I think of when I think of that kind of thing is like the WBC played a lot of games in Miami. And like, I've been to that stadium many, many times, and I've been able to hear myself cough echoing off the stands. Like,
yes.
It's not full. And yet, like, when I was there and you've got Puerto Rico playing Mexico, it was like, I don't even know. It was like otherworldly. It was so loud. There were cowbells. Like, it brought in a different kind of person. And I think, yeah, I think they've got to pursue that, whatever it means. If it means, you know, some injury risk in March, I see why they're willing to do it, because it's special. It brings in new people, and that's the goal, I think.
Chelsea Janes joining us from the Washington Post. Before we get to the Guardians, is it just me, or does it feel like, for the first time in years maybe, the discrepancy in team payrolls is starting to become a big thing? You're hearing even players and everybody else talking about the Dodgers and how much they spend and how they're always there. And the dollar figures are just way out of whack from, you know, the top of the heap when it comes to the payrolls to the bottom of the heap. Is it a bigger deal than it used to be? And is there anything on the horizon, Chelsea, that you think that owners, players might just think, we need to fix this?
I think it's a bigger deal than it's been in a long time. I'll say that. I think maybe since the Yankees, you know, when they were making their run in the late 90s was the last time you heard this much angst about one team. I think it'll continue to be a big deal. I mean, one of the things that's made it worse is just the difference in cable deals. As you guys know, like a team like the Guardians kind of getting dropped, having to find their own deal and, you know, make up tens of millions of dollars while the Dodgers have this massive, like, billion-dollar deal that is unaffected by cord cutting, seemingly. Like, that's a big difference. They've got a ton more coming in, and they will for the foreseeable future. So that's contributing to it. You know, I think there's something coming. I think one of the things that's helping this not be a full-blown crisis is that, like, the Dodgers still haven't won every year. You know, it's still, like, not guaranteeing them everything. It might start to. You know, I could see that happening, and then you're really in trouble. But, you know, there is still this sort of vision of parity, at least, because of the MLB playoff system. But, yeah, I think when the next CBA expires after the 2026 season, you know, there are some people who think there's going to be a lot of, you know, big lockout, big strike, fight over a salary cap. I don't think it's going to get that far. I don't think a salary cap is feasible. But I do think you're going to start to see some rethinking of the system in some way or another, and hardening of that tax threshold so that it actually hurts, something like that. And also something to get the smaller market teams to spend more, because I think there's a frustration with big market teams that, like, oh, we're supposed to stop spending because you don't want to take the money we give you through revenue sharing and put it into your team. Like, that doesn't feel fair. So I think there's going to be sort of a showdown ownership, too, over what this should look like. So I think the next collective bargaining agreement and the union and the owners are going to have some big stuff to figure out. I think new TV deals and having a sense of what that landscape looks like will help. Maybe revenue sharing changes, I don't know. But I do think, like, a reckoning is coming. I just don't necessarily think it's going to be quite as dramatic as everyone else does when they talk about salary caps and stuff like that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you take a look at the AL Central for me and tell me how the Guardians can repeat?
I mean, they're in a good division because it's wide open. Like, the Twins are really good, right? It's healthy. Well, Royce Lewis is already not healthy. Like, it's just all the same characters there, and you can't count on them to be healthy. I think the Tigers looked great for a month last year. Are they going to be that good all year? I don't know. I don't know that they made themselves so much better that you suddenly think, well, no one can touch them. You know, the Royals are really solid and looked it last year, but I mean, their roster is largely the same, other than maybe a few additions, and it's not like they blew that division away last year. So, you know, I think the Guardians, they had a weird offseason, as you guys know. It feels like a lot of subtraction without addition in some cases, but they always seem to figure it out, and they're not in a division where they're going to get blown away early. They're going to be in it, and it's just a matter of whether the young guys, I think, can take steps forward and keep them really in it until the end.
Chelsea Janes joining us from the Washington Post. I agree with you. Some of the moves they've made, Chelsea, you think, okay, but we trust you guys because you've been successful at doing this. But I feel like it's set up to have a bad season. Is that a justified thought, or should we just believe in what they do?
You know, it's like both, I think. You know, I think the rotation depth feels shakier than normal, but maybe that's not true. You know, everyone seems convinced Gavin Williams is going to really bust out this year, and maybe he will. But even so, you know, until you get Bieber back, is that a rotation that is keeping you in it? I mean, maybe. It was just kind of a weird year. And then can the offense replace the Naylor power if the prospects, if, you know, some of those guys look like they're supposed to, that are going to get more of a chance now? Maybe, but maybe not. So it's hard for me to see if it's almost as if they're planning for the best case scenario for a lot of those guys. And I think baseball teaches you that you can't do that. So yeah, there's a world where they're fine. But I think there are more worlds this year than usual in which it doesn't go well.
Your thoughts on Stephen Vogt, what he was able to do last year, and can he repeat in his sophomore season with the Guardians?
Yeah, he seems, you know, everything I've heard about him is truly glowing, and that's not the case. You know, usually you have people grumble, but I think he has been as advertised, and the people he has around him are as advertised. And, you know, it's a team that's going to need some massaging. You know, there's, like I said, there's a lot of guys who are going to need to do more than they've done in the past or whatever. And, you know, he's a guy who seems to kind of let people be who they are and get the most out of them. And everyone seemed pretty happy last year. So, you know, I mean, I think he's got pieces there too. It's not like he's going to have to get something out of totally nothing. I mean, as you guys know, Stephen Kwan, Lane Thomas, you know, all these guys, they're going to be good. But you know, he's going to have to, kind of get the best out of these guys in a way that not every manager needs to have success. And I think he's a good person to do it.
Tell me Carlos Santana is not going to fall off the face of the earth.
If he hasn't yet. I mean, I thought he was done years ago. Like, and then he just keeps hitting, and, you know, Gold Glove caliber defense. And, you know, I think he's like a really reasonable choice for them at first base. I don't see that any great reason for him to stop. But again, it's a little weird. It's like a little bit less of a known commodity than Naylor was because he is getting older. So it feels like maybe a downgrade, but it might be fine. You know, just kind of a weird investment on their part. But, you know, every time I think he's like done or about to kind of drop off, he doesn't. So, you know, he seems to like Cleveland, seems comfortable there. So every reason to think he can put together at least a credible season one more time.
Okay, I feel better. Thank you.
He'll probably get hurt tomorrow and then I'll be
All right, Chelsea, well, thank you. We always appreciate talking to you. We look forward to talking to you throughout the season as well. And keep up the great work at the Washington Post. Thank you, Chelsea.
Chelsea, thank you.
Thank you.